2.9 Corpus Juris Secundum Legal Encyclopedia Interactive Study. Corpus Juris Secundum is a national legal encyclopedia published by West Publishing Company, a part of Thomson Reuters at this printing. Legal encyclopedias provide at least a little information about almost every area of law. Encyclopedias have two basic goals: to educate the researcher about a topic, to lead the researcher to primary authority. CJS, as Corpus Juris Secundum is commonly abbreviated and referenced, educates the researcher by commenting upon an area of law. Within the commentary are footnote references, reference numbers, example, of Superior 13. These references lead the researcher to the cases and statutes provided in the footnotes at the bottom of the page, thus guiding him or her to primary authority. CJS discusses the law and may be quoted, but it is not the law. Therefore, CJS is secondary authority. As you conduct this assignment using the online resources, you will notice that the methods for accessing CJS mirror those for accessing AMJUR Second. That is, of course, by design. As you become familiar with the online legal research environment, researching in any database will simply be a matter of slight adjustment. Quick view, Corpus Juris Secundum. Westlaw. Locate the main search bar at the top of the page. 2. Type CJS and click the recommended drop-down link for Corpus Juris Secundum. 3. Enter your search query in the main search bar at top. 4. Select an article from the list of search results. 5. Review the articles and have any relevant documents delivered by printing or email. Lexis. CJS is not available on Lexis. Law Library. 1. Locate the set of indexes at the end of the set, then research key terms. 2. The index leads to the main volume using topics and section numbers. Look for footnote references that will lead to additional authority. 4. Always check the pocket part supplement. 5. When applicable, utilize the volume index. Assignment 2.9a, Corpus Juris Secundum using Westlaw. At the time of the printing of this publication, only Westlaw provides online access to Corpus Juris Secundum. 1. Select the filter database. A. In the main search bar at the top, type CJS. B. When the box makes recommendations underneath the search box, select Corpus Juris Secundum. Be sure to click that suggestion. If you simply type CJS and click the search button, Westlaw will search in federal databases for the term CJS instead of opening up a database. After selecting Corpus Juris Secundum from the drop-down list, you will be taken to the CJS index page. Notice that your search filter has been updated to Corpus Juris Secundum. 2. Search within the desired filter. Again, using the top search bar, type in a search query relevant to your client's case. B. Westlaw will now search for those terms using Corpus Juris Secundum filter database. 3. Review the results page. The page that appears is the results page. Keep in mind that at this point, the researcher is first and foremost trying to determine whether the search was productive, resulting in relevant articles or other authority. If the results do not appear relevant to your research topic, tweak your search query in the main search bar at the top of the page. The results page has two main elements: the main window on the right side of the page. This is where the hits appear from your search. The narrows window on the far left. You can further focus your search results by selecting specific narrowing filters, although this will likely not apply when researching secondary authority, since you have already narrowed your filters. Each hit in the main window consists of the title, which is also a link to that hit, followed by a short section of the hit with terms for your search query highlighted. By quickly browsing the portion of the document along with the highlighted terms, the researcher may quickly determine whether or not that hit is worth reviewing in further detail. Notice that in the narrow window at left, you have other options. First, you are able to search within results, which means you can conduct another search for more specific terms, this time limiting the search to the documents you have already found. You can also further filter results by checking one or more boxes next to the filters listed. Give it a try a couple of times to see how it works. 4. Select relevant articles from the results page. The researcher can either open each hit and review the article more thoroughly online, or by using the portion of the article provided, simply click the checkbox to the left of each title and have those articles delivered via email, download, or other means. The second option is strongly recommended. As a student, you are not paying for the time you spend in the site. But in a law firm, every minute costs, eating up the firm's allotted minutes allowed for its Westlaw subscription. To read each article online is expensive and wasteful. It is recommended that you quickly scan the articles, checking off the ones that appear most promising. 5. Review the articles. The article page can be confusing at first glance. However, there are three primary navigation aids that, once recognized, make the page less intimidating. The main goals in using CJS are to educate the researcher regarding a specific area of law and to locate primary authority. These navigation tools assist in those efforts. They are the article window, links to footnotes, links to additional authority. The article window. The article window at the left of the page provides the articles that contain the most likely relevant hits from the search query. As mentioned previously, the title is also a link to the full article, and it is followed by a brief excerpt from the article with search terms highlighted, so the researcher may quickly ascertain whether that article is worth reviewing in full. If so, click the checkbox. Later, you will have all checked articles delivered via email or download. Links to footnotes. Within the article, you will see references to footnotes. If you hover over the footnote link, the footnote will appear over the text. Or if you click on a footnote reference number, you will be taken to the actual footnote at the bottom of the page. Links to additional authority. Once you have been led to a footnote, you will likely find citations that are also active links to additional authority, such as cases, statutes, regulations, or even other secondary sources, such as treatises or form books. No more supplements. It should be noted that in Westlaw, the supplement that previously appeared at the bottom of the page in Westlaw has been removed. Westlaw has chosen to make things cleaner by simply replacing, augmenting, or modifying the original text in the article instead of supplementing it. This indeed makes your job easier because you can be assured that the document you are reviewing is the most up-to-date version of that article. Delivery of relevant documents, the delivery icon. For this exercise, you are simply getting used to the layout of the website. When you conduct actual research, you should either copy the citations of articles in primary authority, referred to within those articles, or you should check them for delivery. The delivery icon looks like an envelope. When you click on it, a drop-down menu will appear with several options for delivery of your documents. Remember, in a real job, it costs money no matter what form of delivery is used, so practice being frugal about your choices for delivery. Checklist: Corpus Juris Secundum using Westlaw. Locate the search bar at the top of the page. Type CJS and then select Corpus Juris Secundum from the recommendations that pop up. In the search bar at the top of the Corpus Juris Secundum database page, type your query. In the results page, modify the query or search within the results as needed. Within the article page, try using the footnote references and the footnotes themselves to find primary authority. Be sure to copy citations to or deliver relevant primary authority. Review questions 2.8a, Corpus Juris Secundum using Westlaw. 1. Detail how you located the Corpus Juris Secundum filter. 2. What search query did you use? 3. When you saw the results page, were you satisfied with the outcome of your search query, or did you need to modify it? 4. Were you led to any relevant primary authority either in the article or in the footnotes? If yes, make note of those authorities. 5. Did you have a document delivered? If so, in what manner? Print, email, download? Assignment 2.9b, Corpus Juris Secundum on Lexis. At the time of publication of this textbook, Corpus Juris Secundum is not published on Lexis, so this assignment is not required. Assignment 2.9c, Corpus Juris Secundum in the Law Library, optional. As with other legal encyclopedias, when researching in the Law Library, the general rule is to always begin in the index. This holds true for Corpus Juris Secundum. 1. Locate the general index into research key terms. The CJS general index, usually found at the end of the main volumes, is excellent. It is a multi-volume softbound index. Since legal encyclopedias are arranged topically, the index will lead us not to a volume and page number, but to a topic and section number. For instance, deposition section 273 in the general index would tell the researcher to find the main CJS volume covering the topic of depositions and turn to section 273. If the researcher doesn't understand a specific abbreviation, he or she should look at the beginning of the main volume of CJS for an abbreviation table. Many law books, including CJS, have such tables. The researcher should also observe whether there is a small volume general index update. This is how the general index is supplemented with more recent information, since softbound volumes usually do not have pocket parts. This update usually comes out mid-year. The softbound indexes themselves are typically replaced annually. Assignment questions, part 1. How many volumes make up the CJS general index? 2. Is your research topic covered in the general index? 3. The CJS index leads to which of the following? A. Volume number, series, page number. B. A topic and section number. C. A topic and key number. 4. Does the index have a supplement? 5. If yes, where is it? 6. Is your topic covered in the supplement? 7. List any sites to the CJS main volumes the index provides. 2. Locate the relevant main volume and look for footnote references. After obtaining a topic and section number from the general index, the researcher must find the main volume covering the topic. Then the specific section number is found. After the section number, CJS will provide a bold-faced, short statement of the subject matter for that section number, followed by commentary of the subject matter. If any passage in the commentary is relevant, the researcher can refer to the footnote that corresponds to the raised number, footnote reference, in the commentary. Assignment questions, part two. What is the subject matter under your topic and section number? There should be a short, bold-faced statement. Two, does the discussion provide any footnote references? Three, what kind of research assistance do the footnotes provide? Four, provide at least one case or statute from the footnotes. Three, check the supplement in the back of the volume. Each volume of CJS is updated annually with a supplement in the back called a pocket part. Supplements update the material within the hardbound volume. The purpose of CJS is to lead the researcher to primary authority, such as a case or statute. However, before locating the primary authority cited in CJS, we must make sure that the material is up to date. The researcher should locate the same topic and section number within the pocket part as he or she researched in the main volume. Thus, if witnesses sections 52, 67, and 127 were researched in the main volume, witnesses sections 52, 67, and 127 should also be researched in the pocket part. The researcher should also be aware that if a pocket part becomes too thick, the publisher may update volumes by using a separate softbound supplement. Assignment questions, part three. One, how does CJS update material in the main volume? Two, where does the researcher look in the supplement? A, under the table of contents. B, corresponding topic and section numbers. C, only corresponding section numbers. Three, was there additional material for your research topic in the supplement? If yes, what kind of material? Checklist, Corus Juris Secundum in the Law Library. Locate the general index at the end of the main volumes. Research your terms within the general index. Write down references to topic and section numbers. You need both. Find the main volume corresponding with the topic and section number. Find the topic within that volume. Find the section number within that topic. Read the article. Take note of any relevant footnotes leading to primary authority. Write down the cites to any relevant authority found in the footnotes.